Blog Talk Radio.
Now that the bridge is on this side of the border,
some of that.
Won't y'all come on over here with us? You wanna walk the water? And if you ever should see a skunk shake his rump, tell him to come on over here for some
make funk in the dump, baby.
Now we got this dip that will set you free. All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel if you will the magic of the Dookie Stick.
Play, Baba.
Feel a thrill.
Funky in the donkey.
I got this magic wand that's guaranteed to make you come to me, baby. Set yourself free.
Make a joke,
my magic wand can do almost anything. Spitting fire, make it rain. But most of all, it can make you spread your wings and fly away.
Come on.
that this magic wand possesses. Let us all confess that we have seen what we do not believe in.
What you gonna do now, Ndugu?
Oh, but tell me about E. E, who E? Sheila.
You got dropped off.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Old School Monday. Of course, that was music from the late, great George Duke. Of course, that is Dookie Stick from 1977. Hello to you. I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving weekend, all that good stuff. I'm hoping that you were able to eat your turkey, take the tryptophan in that turkey, go to sleep, and have that slob in your mouth from the side. While you're watching the football game, that's like the best feeling in the world. The best feeling in the world when you're at home with your family, you're watching the game, you fall asleep, and you got and full from that great turkey and dressing, and that little piece of slob just hang out the side of your mouth. That's, again, that is the best feeling in the world. And I'm telling you, I did that. I am guilty of doing that. Got my partner here hanging out with me. What's up, Wardell?
What's going on, bro? How you doing?
I'm good, man. First of all, how was your Thanksgiving?
Awesome. Just enjoying family. Just enjoyed the family.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know what? Today is a little different. I want to get into that in just a second, guys. I do this every Monday. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. But again, we're going to do a little twist today because didn't get a chance to do the show last week because of the holidays and everything. But I, for all you guys who are tuning in and for those who already know, of course, we lost a colleague of ours, a fallen colleague, of course, host of the Goldie Max Cosmic Slap Chat. We lost a brilliant brother. Goldie Mac Moore, and definitely want to dedicate this show in his behalf, because what I want to do is I want to play the funk. Again, I got soul, R&B, all that good stuff, but I got a little bit more funk in the oven, so to say. But man, Wardell, man, and I know you've been knowing the brother longer than I have. Of course, I mean, it hit me hard. I know it hit you hard, but I mean, tell us, just all my listeners, talk a little bit about Goldie Mac and who he was, man. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I know you're very articulate. And when I put you on the spot, you're very articulate in certain things and certain aspects. So talk a little bit about Goldie Mac, man.
Okay, so, yeah, definitely only on certain things. But I want to say that Goldie Mac and I knew each other since 2000. My alarm is telling me to call into the show. Sorry about that. Goldie Mac so Goldie Mac and I have been working together since 2006, 2000, mm-hmm. Yeah, somewhere in 2006, 2007. When I started radio, and I opened up a radio station in the mall in Upland, California, and he found out about the station, and he came to the station. He saw my gold records in the back, and he started talking to me, and he realized who I was, you know, and the stuff I mm-hmm. did, and we kicked it off really good, just laughing, talking about music. He's a musician as well, and so he played keyboards, and so he was saying he would like to do a show, and I said, really? And so he said, yeah. And so I said, okay, well, let's see what we can do. And so I got him to come on, and he started doing the shows for me in the evening. I would do the early morning show. I started 6 in the morning to 12, 6 to 12 mm-hmm. every morning. And then we had in the afternoon, we had jazz from 12 until 6. And then from 6 to 12 again, that would be Goldie Mac doing his thing. But we ended up, you know, we started off at 6 hours, then we backed it up to 4 hours. Everybody had 4 hours, because 6 hours is really a lot of time. But Goldie
yeah.
Mac didn't want it. He didn't want to back it up. He liked it. He wanted all the time he could get. And he was so passionate about it. He had so much fun talking to everybody about it and about the music that he was playing. And, man, he was just a really nice guy. And so when, you know, like we were at, and then I started working with another station because I left Southern California. And I started working with another station called WDKK, and I was with them for a few years. And then I left there and moved to when I finally came to Texas, where I am now. And when my wife wanted to come home, and that's why we came here. I'm sorry, but my phone is blowing up. Goldie Mac found out that I was doing Soul Records Radio, and he got in touch with me again. And he was like, "Man, what are you doing with this?" And I said, "I'm just having a good time, man. I just wanted to do something that was, you know, bless my history, you know, keep old school alive. I want to be a part of keeping it alive and stuff." And he says, "Well, I want to do that too." And I said, "Let's do it." And so he joined Don and myself and you know, and other DJs and stuff that we have here, and we just, you know, kicked mm-hmm. it off. And Goldie was the funk master. His music was, I mean, everything was, the ballads were funky. And I mean, and he always called me Big Bro. Hey, Big Bro, can you do this for me? Can you do this? And I was like, of course. And he was just the sweetest, rough guy. He was rough, but he was real sweet. So, you know, he was mm-hmm. hard on the outside. He was a tough guy on the outside, but he was a real gentle guy on the inside. And that's what I loved about Goldie. He was just a really good guy. And a lot of people that are tough like that are very sensitive people. And so the way that they protect their sensitivity is they give you a hard shell, like a turtle, you know? It's just a hard shell.
Yeah,
like,
great,
you know,
example.
Don't, you know? Yeah. So he was on the inside. What a gentle man he was. And you know, one of the sad things about him leaving us, he had a 5-year-old daughter, and that's crazy. It's so crazy for her. You know, just, you know, she.
I know.
He was everything to her, and then all of a sudden he's just gone, and because he was mm-hmm. a single parent on top of it, a single parent. So he was mommy and daddy. And then he was just gone. And now, you know, all she will have is a memory of her dad from when she was 5. And I, you know, it's hard for me to remember things when I was 5. And so, but, you know, I just pray that, you know, that his spirit lives on with her and whatever, you know, the all that great stuff that he instilled in her, I hope she remembers it. And keeps his legacy alive, and just remembering her dad would be a great legacy in itself. So,
wow.
But there you go.
Wow. Well said, man. Well said. You know what I think? You know, it's one of those things. You know, when God brings someone into your life, as abbreviated as it may be, the impact he put in people's lives, and of course, and I am a walking testimony of that, because one of the coolest things about knowing, he called me little brother. And, you know, he's like, "I'm digging your show." I remember you guys would call into the show and kind of give me some of that, some good affirmation about what I was doing and what I was playing. And I would listen to his show, man. And one of the things about that brother, he knew his music when it came to funk music. And again, man, it left a lasting impression on me, because it wanted me, again, not in a like a competitive level or anything like that, but at least to step my game up, because again, I want the people who listen to my show, all of the people who listen to the show that love Old School Monday and Throwback Thursday night with myself and whatnot, I want to give them a little something, you know, give them a little more oomph and when they listen to the show and know who I am and things like that. But man, he will definitely be missed again. I'm going to dedicate this show to Goldie Mac, late Goldie Mac, of course, host of Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack. Something you couldn't say. You couldn't really, like, say it with, like, fluidity. You had to kind of stop the word. You had to stop in a word. Yeah. But no, man, we got music on the way. We got some Osley Brothers on the way. We got some Parliament on the way. And we got some Bootsy Collins on the way. So, again, guys, I want to dedicate this show, of course, to Goldie Mac more, of course. Goldie Mac, you are definitely missed, and you left a lasting impression on me. Let's go ahead and start this show off, man. I want to take you guys back to the year 1979. Give you a little funk slash disco from Miss Stephanie Mills. The name of the song is called Put Your Body in It. You guys keep it locked right here. The Solar Records Radio.
I'm not even sweating. I'm cold.
Listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. had to hook that up. That was music from The Temptations. Yes, from 1982, their reunion album, of course, they brought back David Ruffin. They brought back Dennis Edwards. Of course, they brought back Eddie Kendricks, David Ruffin, and Dennis Edwards. Of course, the reunion, of course, produced by the king of punk funk himself, the late, great Rick James. Man. Can you imagine just that whole vibe of writing that song? We had JoJo briefly, JoJo McDuffie from the Mary Jane Girls on the show about a couple of months back, and I loved her. Her Rick James stories is just amazing. I've had her on my radio show before, and just the way she just kind of taps into just Rick James. She does her Rick James impression, and it's just, it's amazing. JoJo, you want to do the song? You know, it's just so, it's so funny, but I'm telling you, Rick was a character, and I got to have her back on the show so she can kind of expound on the world of Rick James and some of the things that he's done and what she's witnessed, and of course, a shout out to her again. Of course, again, Standing on the Top. Before that, from 1977, I had to hook up a little Parliament Funkadelic, Aqua Boogie, give you a little funk. And we're dedicating this show, of course, to the late great Goldie Mac, and of course, I had to hook that up for Goldie. Aqua Boogie, that was my jam growing up as a kid, man. And of course, started off the block, 1979, Miss Stephanie Mills. And, of course, the name of the song is called Put Your Body in It. Now, Stephanie and Chaka, if you guys saw Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan's verses last week or a couple of weeks ago, man, you were in for a treat. Again, this is, everyone said, well, Chaka was this and Chaka was this. No, these were just two beautiful sisters celebrating each other, and that's how I took it. You know, I didn't want to be petty, and I because these are icons to me. These are queens I grew up listening to, and you know, in my opinion, Chaka was doing her thing, and of course Stephanie Mills was doing her thing. But shout out Shout out to them. And also, if you guys saw the Soul Train Music Awards last night, DJ Cassidy, he did another Pass the Mic, another iteration of Pass the Mic, and started off with Stephanie Mills. I never knew love like this. And she, that's how you start off a Pass the Mic. And shout out to her. But, man, again, we're continuing this. We're going to be here for the next hour, 23 minutes of the show, so we got plenty of time to jam with you, man. And I'm definitely dedicating this show to my man, my colleague, a fallen colleague, Goldie MacMore. And, of course, I'm trying to do that brother justice because he would call the show and be like, little brother, he was so West Coast, too. He was just so West Coast. He had that bravado, that accent. And he said, you know, you doing okay, little homie, you know, and little brother, you know, I can't do it like he did it, but I had to step my game up. I really did, but I love the fact that he was just so, so studious when it came to funk music. So, and again, I just want to do that brother justice because, again, he's taught me a lot. You know, and I've studied R&B, you know, for the past, you know, 30 years and blues music and R&B and gospel. But I'm telling you, there's just certain things that you can't, that comes organically and you have to just learn from other people. And, you know, and Goldie was that cat. And again, rest in peace to that brother. Again, we got more on the way, but let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. Let's take you back to the year 1982. This is music from Cameo. The name of the song is called Flirt. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
and say Booster. Come on, say Booster. Everybody, come on.
Booster.
Say
Booster.
Call it now, call it. Connection has landed, ladies and gentlemen. And I can see seven from the spacecraft Earth, along with T-Funk, a group of young men originating out of Cincinnati, Ohio. You see, Warner Brothers picked them up, spreaded them about this United States country, and right now we're going to sock them to you. Say Boosie again. Everybody.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to hook that up from 1984. That was music from Chaka Khan. Of course, that was a Prince remake. Of course, Prince did it in 1979. This is 1984's version, I Feel For You. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little bit of some Bootsy Collins, 1977. Ah, the name is Bootsy Baby. And, of course, started off the block, 1982. Music from Cameo. The name of the song is called Flirt. And I have my man Wardell is hanging out with me. You know what, man? When I listened to that, I had to hook up Chaka Khan because, you know, in honor of Verses, I played Stephanie Mills, started off the show, little Stephanie Mills. I had to, in honor of their Verses, I had to hook up that Chaka Khan, man. And when I listened to I Feel For You, I was in the chair grooving, man. I was breakdancing. I mean, you should have saw it, Wardell, man. I was jamming. I mean, when you hear that song, man, What does that song does it for me? I mean, does it do it for you, man? Does it get you in that, you know, that happy state where you just want to kind of be in the chair and kind of just groove a little bit? Not like me, but maybe like, you know, in your own way.
Well, you know, I just got to say, it's nothing like funk because it's coming at you in all different angles. And this is, you know, and when you have a great melody on top of it, and the funk is just, I mean, people can feel the funk. They know the funk. And it's just, it's the strangest thing. There's some people that can't feel it. It's just, they have no idea what that is. It is just, it's kind of weird when that happens. You know, and I go, you don't understand the funk. It's just funk. I don't know what it is or how I grew up feeling it, but people like Larry Graham would just come out and start plumping that bass, popping on that bass like that.
Oh, God.
I mean, you know, that was Hair. Remember? I don't know. You did it, the judgment.
There you go.
About a list of his. Woo! Man, that was like heavy, man. Like, damn, he is laying down the funk. And so funk is just, it's very bouncy. It's coming at you from all different angles and stuff. Whereas, you know, dance songs and stuff is kind of just straight ahead. Just straight up and down. But funk, man, woo, it's done like funk, man. So I love the funk.
It's indescribable. It's indescribable to me. But you know, I remember Goldie Mac's first couple of shows where, you know, he's like, call in, little brother, call in. And he would ask me, he's like, what is your definition of funk? And I don't even remember what I told him. It was just something that you feel, or it's something. I know a funky bass line that you just slap. And I think about, you know, it kind of conjures off to when you think about a lot of those bass players, like you were just talking about Larry Graham. You know, I think about Louis Johnson. You know, I think about about Leon Silvers. Yeah. You think about Ready Freddy Washington, and you know, the brother who, Marcus Miller, you know, all of these cats that gave this bass a voice. You know, it's like when you slap that bass like Larry Graham used to do, you know, and you could just make it talk, you know. And again, I don't even remember what I said to Goldie, but I'm gonna have to find that show, you know, in the archives and see what did I say. I don't even know what I guess I'm talking it up to, you know. You always call me an old man and everything, but no, it's all good though. Before we go into the question I wanted to ask you, I will ask you off the air, but I want to ask you on the air for all the listeners. But you got some Dynasty news to talk about a little bit, man. Can you share a little bit of some good Dynasty news, man?
Dynasty news. Well, speaking of the funk, everybody, I'm eating cornbread.
Nothing funkier than cornbread.
That's right, man. So, so Dynasty, we're really excited because on December the 1st, it's going to be a new single that will be available for pre-orders because the actual record doesn't come out until the 1st of January. But December the 1st, we'll be setting up for pre-orders of Dynasty's 45. We have a 45 that's coming out. And that is like real old school. I done bought two record players now. I'm so excited about this 45. And so I'm excited about it. It'll be out on, we'll start promoting it on the station on Wednesday at 1 p.m. We'll start, that's when it's officially released, and we can start the promotion and stuff. You'll start to see flyers and websites that you can go to and to support us with indie artists. But we're on ABC Records, and we're going to actually have the CEOs of the company come on the station and share with us about this venture that they decided they wanted an old-school act, and they got us. And so we're excited to be in partnership with them on this new release.
All right.
Yeah.
Love it.
Come and check us out. Yeah, we're excited. Very excited.
Man, I am excited for you. I'm definitely excited for you, man. I feel like I'm living vicariously through you as you go through this journey of all these singles that are being released and being with ABC Records. So I'm proud of you, man. I really am.
Thank you. I'm just very happy. I'm just happy, man. That's all. I'm happy that we get an opportunity to do it again, right?
All right. Oh, man. I definitely happy for you. Guys, we got about an hour left of the show. We got plenty of time. Guys, if you want to support the show, you can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com. If you want to go to WardellPotsJr.com, if you want to donate to the show or you want to get some cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio merchandise, all that good stuff. If you're on Facebook, make sure you tell a friend and go to the Solar Records Radio page, like the page. And again, got a lot of great like-minded people that love music I take in a lot of what a lot of folks post as far as music, and whether it's new music or whether it's the vintage music that we can reminisce. There's a lot of great people on that page, and guys, you can be on that page too. Just go to Solar Records Radio and simply like the page. And the question I wanted to ask you, of course, again, celebrating and dedicating the show to our fallen colleague, Goldie Mac. Of course, he was the king of the funk. I guess my question to you, because you're so diplomatic when you come and articulate with the answer, I want to ask you, can a slow jam be funky, in your words?
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely. I mean, it's just, you got that funk going, you just slow the groove down, and it's right there. It is right there. And so, I mean, you have great, ballads that have been out from back in the day. Enchantment, it's You That I Need, as funky, the Isley Brothers. Make Me Say It Again, Girl. Whoa, Lord, have mercy. You know, I mean, it's so many.
Look at you.
You're the key to my heart. It goes LTD. We both deserve each other. I mean, it's so many ballads. Patrice Rushen, I didn't know. What is that?
Oh, what? Forget. Well, the slow jams. There's a lot of Patrice Rushen. There's Feel So Real, My Mind Won't Let Go. Oh, God, Settle For My Love.
Superwoman.
I'm going to have to go back to my Pizzazz album. I have her album right behind me.
Superwoman by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You taking it back.
Know. Oh, well,
you
know,
are
I'm,
taking
I'm,
it.
I'm old school. You got it bad, girl, by Stevie Wonder. Oh man, there's so many great old school slow jams. Even Midnight Star, Play Another Love Song. That's got a funky thing going on. So it's so many of them. And Earth, Wind & Fire was well known for that. You know, their ballads.
Oh yeah.
It's like what? I mean, ooh, man, Devotion. You got.
Well, you know, people, when you think of funk music, you think of more up-tempo music. And I wanted to kind of just kind of broaden the mind, you know, in a collective and say, you know what, can a slow jam, can a jam that you can get to that significant other, you can hold her tight or him tight. I mean, this is 2021. It don't matter. You can hold them tight. And just, you know, just feel the groove and just love on each other and just listen to just a good slow funk song. And I think of that. And that's what this block is dedicated on, man. So I want you, I know you're eating cornbread, which is funky itself, you know, eating that cornbread. But I want you, when we come back after this block, I want you to tell me what you think about this block, man. I'm going to take you guys back to the year 1980. I'm going to start off with a classic from the Isley Brothers. The name of the song is called Don't Say Goodnight. It's Time for Love. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio. All right.
Yeah.
that life is for the living. So let's live it, baby, yeah. Most of the people say that love is for the giving. So let me love you, girl, yeah. And I gotta have your love. And hey, baby, don't you ever say goodnight. Oh, when you know I gotta have your love. Ooh, baby. Don't
I really do.
Yes, that is music from the incomparable Peebo Bryson. Of course, that is from 1978. Name of the song is called I'm So Into You. Before that, I had to hook up a little Enchantment straight out of Detroit. I had to hook that up from 1977. It's You That I Need. And, of course, started off the block from 1980 from the album Go All the Way. The Isley Brothers, Don't Say Goodnight, It's Time for Love. And I had to hook that up because those were funky slow jams to me, Wardell. What you think, man? What did you think about that block?
Man, I tell you, it just got better and better and better. And I was just like, look at this brother.
I was trying to impress you, man. I'm trying to impress Goldie.
he did a great job. He did a great job. That was awesome, man. Very impressed. And, man, oh, man. Oh, man, when that came on, I said, oh, the ladies are going to like that one right there.
Mm-hmm. Peebo Bryson. I haven't played Peebo in a while, so I had to hook that one up, man. I love some Peebo Bryson. That was my jam right there growing up. So, you know what, man? Just period. It was just something about 70s soul music, man. If people say, what was your best decade? You know, and again, it's all subjective, but, you know, to feel love and just to have a certain mood to you, to who you are and your DNA and all of these things that are more organic, I would have to say the 70s, because, you know, it was just Enchantment. A song like It's You That I Need by Enchantment, or Silly Love Song, or Gloria. I mean, those are songs that you just cannot, you can't write a song like that really anymore. You know what I'm saying?
You're killing me, man.
These are beautiful songs, man. I thought about playing, you know, and I might hook that up because we got about another 35 minutes left of the show. You think about groups like Blue Magic, you know.
Yeah.
You think about Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, you know.
Yeah,
you think about all of these artists, man. Oh, God, Wardell, man.
What about Teddy Pendergrass? Hey, close the door. Turn out the light.
Come on now. Come on now.
Come on.
You better stop.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I always go back. I always go back and forth. Again, we're celebrating and dedicating the show to our fallen colleague, Goldie Mac. And we always, I think about, you know, his selector in music and funk music and some of the slow jams that he played. He plays on the show, and I'm just like, I'm studying, you know, I'm listening to the Cosmic Slap Shack, and I'm listening, and I'm just like, this brother knows his stuff. And again, I just want to do, I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to say it. I just want to do the brother justice, man. And he would be down for this type of conversation, man. He would be down for this type of conversation.
Yeah, because, you know, what's really, really shocking to me is that I had no idea you guys were calling each other to come on to my show, come on to it. I had no idea that that was happening. I was so excited and so impressed with that. I didn't even know y'all were doing that until when you said that, I was like, what? Really? And
yeah.
So, oh, man, what? That's just a beautiful blessing for me to hear that. That's good.
Man, I'm definitely gonna miss that brother. Definitely gonna miss that brother. Oh yeah, oh yeah. When he had the show on Saturday night, I would call and check in and check out the show. And I mean,
just
his accent, just the way he delivers his words when he talks about the song. I love it, man. And I was just, you know, here I am. I'm a country boy, you know, listening to this thick West Coast accent, and I'm just like, man, make me cry. Be like, man, I'm mad. I'm not from the West Coast.
This is what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to keep this legacy alive. And we're going to post these shows every Saturday night, dedicated to Goldie. Okay. Give him his hour.
Right on.
Give him his hour.
Wow.
His time. You know, so let's do that every Saturday night for Goldie. You know, since you and him had your brotherhood happening, and you know, and so we can split the difference and have it just a tad early. I would like to split the difference, but you know, his listeners were used to his show being at whatever time that was. It never was. That was that's 8:00 p.m. On the West Coast, 11 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast. So we have to do it at the same time for his people, you know, because that's what his listeners were, and I really respect that. And,
we'll talk about it. I mean, we'll work out the details, man. But again, it's just one of those things, man. It hit when I heard the news. You had called me and told me the news, man. I was devastated, like a lot of people, you know. And just you know, he was our colleague, and we're here to, you know, kind of keep this well-oiled machine going, man, and then all of a sudden this happens, man. It just, you know, it just hit me. And
it's
again,
like
man,
in your vehicle,
man,
slows you down for me,
man. But I think you said the words that you said were brilliant. You know, we're keeping we want to keep that legacy alive. And again, I'm gonna incorporate a little bit more funk on my show. And at least just that spirit, because, you know, I love when Goldie Mac, he's like, little brother, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. I love your show. Because he was like, you know, he's like, man, your voice is golden, homie. You know, and I'm like, whoa, this is coming from Goldie Mac, you know. But, man, I appreciate it, man. But again, we got about another 30 minutes left of the show. We're going to go ahead and keep this music going, man. I'm going to take you back to the year 1977. I'm going to give you a classic from the brother we saw, my wife and I saw back in 2008 in Washington, D.C. This is Roy Ayers' Ubiquity. This is called Running Away. You guys keep it locked right here. You're listening to Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Todd Jr., man, I had to hook that one up. That's a funky song from the Finesse album. That is It Hurts Too Much by Glenn Jones, produced by or written by Wardell. Come on, where you at? Help me out.
Yeah, wrote it and produced it with Ricky Freeze. He's from the time.
Man.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
That was funky. I love that. You know, Finesse is a press play album, and, you know, It Hurts Too Much. I growing up as a kid, listening to my uncle play this album in his Z28, you know, hearing every song on tape, and you know, just imagine 30 years later, I'm friends with the man who helped produce and wrote that song, and it's an honor, man. I'm just saying.
Well, that's nice.
Of course.
Very nice. That's nice of you to say. I appreciate
but,
that.
But no, man.
You know,
it's
people
from
are.
The heart, man.
Well, yeah, because you never know. You never know who hears, you know, what you do. And so to, you know, for you to say that, you know, and you're just a kid listening to it with your uncle, it really blesses me. So thank you. Thank you, Uncle, too, for, you know, being into it. I appreciate it. Glenn Jones is
No, seriously, man. My uncle had a brand new, at the time, he had a 1984 1983 black Z28, T-top convertible, and he had it. It was black, but it had, like, Z28 and, like, in gold stripes along the side of the car. And it had those gold rims, and I used to just sit in the car and just listen to music, you know. My grandmother, you know, when they would be inside watching, you know, Dynasty and Dallas and all of that, I'd just go outside in the car in the front yard and just get his key and just listen to the music, and you know, he's like, don't drain my battery, boy, you know. But no, I just go. And just listen to music, man, and that I remember playing that Finesse album. I was 10 at the time. I was 10 years old. So
you're into music
again, man. I was very into music, man, because I was a nerdy kid, and one of those, you know, music was kind of my escape, and. You know, I got a chance, you know, got in the band, played saxophone, things like that, blah, 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 you know. But again, my uncle was in a band. My uncle used to DJ. My aunt was an on-air personality in Hope, Arkansas. So, you know, my grandmother was a member of a regional gospel group. So I was around. I couldn't get away from it. You know, I couldn't get away from music if I wanted to. So you know, I remember, there's a quick story. I remember growing up on a Saturday. I cut the grass or whatever. And then after I cut the yard, I'd go take a nap. And when I'd take a nap and whatever, I woke up. And, you know, my grandmother, you know, regional gospel singer, blah, blah, blah. There's a woman, you know, she's smoking cigarettes with this woman in the dining room table. You know, they're smoking cigarettes talking. Come to find out, that woman was Shirley Caesar.
Whoa.
So, you know, when you're a kid, you know, that just, it's just another gospel singer, friend of my mother, or my grandmother. But, and then you get older, it's like, wait a minute, Shirley Caesar is in our dining room smoking cigarettes with my grandmama, you know, and talking and shooting the breeze. So
legendary.
I mean, those are the moments you cherish, and I cherish that, man. We got about another 10 minutes left. Actually, let me go ahead and recap the block again. I played Glenn Jones, It Hurts Too Much, of course, produced by Wardell and Ricky Freeze, written and produced. And, of course, before that, from 1979, One Way, You Can Do It, and, of course, started off the block from 1977, Roy Ayers, Ubiquity, Running Away. Again, 10 minutes left of the show, man. You got an announcement you want to make? Of course, tomorrow is This Is It, and of course we're mixing it up on tomorrow again, 2 to 4 p.m. But the topic, talk a little bit about what's going on in the show tomorrow.
Okay, so the topic tomorrow, topic of the show, will be when you think about the word commitment, how does it make you feel? When you think about the word commitment, does it make you tense up, Don? Does it make you feel uncomfortable, or does it make you comfortable?
I think it depends on what the subject is. I think it depends when you talk about a commitment as far as your duty as your as in a relationship, or your commitment to your job, commitment to your craft, something you love to do, commitment to laziness. You know, I mean, there's just so many dimensions. But and I'm a be more scientific tomorrow. So once I get a chance to hang out with you in Phoenix, you in Phoenix or Phoenix on the show, hopefully we can get him on. But I'll definitely be able to share my thoughts and expound a little bit more on that. So, tune in tomorrow from 2 to 3 p.m. Of course, This Is It, Ward L. Potts, Phoenix.
No.
And never know.
Wait, 3 to 4 p.m. for This Is It, Eastern Standard Time.
3 to 4. I said, God, I'm still on Central Time. Okay.
Right.
3 to 4 p.m.
People that are on Central Time. Yeah.
2 to 3 Central Time. But no, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in. This Is It, Wardell, myself, and Phoenix. Of course, the topic is what is commitment? I know it has something to do with the word commitment. So,
yeah. How does it make you feel? Some people really shy away from it. They don't. It's like an uncomfortable word. They feel like, you know, commitments just seem for some people like ongoing, and some people immediately apply it to a relationship, and it don't necessarily have to be about a relationship. It could be about just a business commitment, you know, which is a relationship. You know, to the company, you know, and but some people are very uncomfortable with it, you know. And so,
again, guys, tune in tomorrow and check it out. And again, you can offer your feedback to all the listeners to the show, man. Call in 646-668-8537 if you have some great thoughts and you can expound on the topic. Feel free, or you can go to the chat. Of course, Wardell runs that. He's going to get people in the chat talking about things and asking me questions. I enjoy it. So, guys, tune in tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. Well, man, we're going to get up out of here. We've got about 7 minutes left. It's going to wrap up the show. Definitely want to send out a shout out to Goldie Mac. Of course, rest in peace, brother. We're definitely going to miss you. Keeping the legacy alive here at Solar Records Radio, keeping the funk alive, and hopefully just channel that energy and just harness it through my shows, Old School Monday, and, of course, Throwback Thursday Night, and that's what I'm going to do. But, man, thank you, Wardell, for hanging out with me. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule, eating cornbread and cooking. Hanging out with us on the show on Monday nights. You guys make sure you tune in next week, next Monday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Man, you got any final thoughts, man, before we go?
Yeah. So just a final question, a favor. If you guys can keep my mom in prayer, she's in the hospital, and she's going to have surgery on Wednesday. She's 85 years old, so it's kind of, you know, when you put an 85-year-old through surgery, it's hard on them, you know, getting that IV and stuff. So keep my mom in prayer, and we appreciate that.
We done, brother. We definitely going to do that. Keep your mom in prayers. We got you, man. Love you, man. We'll see you guys tomorrow, guys. Tune in tomorrow. And I am out. Wardell, we are out, brother. Be safe.
All right, man. Yeah, likewise. Catch you later.
Much fun.